давайте будем начинать, что уже время. Можете подходить наперед, да? Release your presence tonight. Release your presence. Holy Spirit, come. Stir our hearts. Stir our hearts. The fullness that you have set apart for us. church. God, we want to be the true witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ to represent you with truth and truth, to represent you in truth, Lord, as you have represented your Father. So I ask for that anointing to step into that fullness and to be your witnesses, to be your true lovers, to change the surrounding, to change the nations and regions, to change nations, to transform nations. As we step out as true witnesses, we begin to change nations. We begin to change cities, God. So release that anointing, release that hunger, that passion, that we would be awakened to the true reality that is in you. Awaken us to your dreams. Awaken us to your destiny. Remove everything, everything that we have come up on our own with. Remove every lie and every deception and every counterfeit. A loss of identity. Remove it, Lord. Remove it. I ask that you would bring your truth. Truth, the truth of your desires, the truth of your destiny, that we would be the true witnesses, that we would speak in truth, and that when we speak, things begin to shake. Lord, I ask for that type of an anointing. I ask for that type of fullness as we begin to witness and as we begin to speak forth your word. Authority would be released, power would be released, God. Because we're walking in the fullness of Christ Jesus. It's your destiny for the church. It's your destiny for your church to step into your fullness. And we just prophesy fullness. We're crossing over into the fullness of Christ Jesus. Lord, tabernacle in us. Tabernacle in us, God. We are your dwelling place. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we no longer just want to walk under in the giftings and callings and different anointings, but we want your fullness to minister out of the fullness of Christ. Where we say things and they begin to happen, Lord. I ask that you would activate us, that you would activate as this word is prophesied, as this word is released in the physical realm, God, that you would by your spirit, those people that are ready, those people that are ready, God, the army of Christ, the true ones that are living for your sake, that are living for your sake, Jesus. Those, God, I pray for those hungry ones that you would begin to activate them. Those that want to bring pleasure to your heart, those that want to do something for you. I pray for activation in those hearts, that they would begin to step into the fullness. That they would walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. That they would walk in the miraculous. That supernatural would be activated around them. That they would live and breathe supernatural. That it would be a normal life for them, God. That they would be naturally supernatural in everything they do, in everything they say, in everything they go, God. Atmosphere of heaven coming down. It is time. It is time. It is time. God is calling forth those who would go. Those who would go. He's calling forth even in Isaiah. As Isaiah stood before God, God called out, who will go for us? And today he's asking that same question. Who will go for us? God is looking for people. He's looking for willing warriors, for volunteers, those that will run with God. Those that will not be preoccupied with the cares of this world, but they will be preoccupied with the heart of God. They will be preoccupied with the heart of God. Holy Spirit, come and activate this Holy Spirit.
nations. Let us shake cities, Lord. Here we are, send us. Here we are, send us. We will go for you. We will go for you. We will leave everything behind. We will go for you. And there is nothing too hard for us to do. Because you asked. Because you asked. Raise up your church in power. A true witness power. An apostolic witness. Release an apostolic witness to the body. That we may begin to move in unity and be a true apostolic voice. A voice crying out in the wilderness, saying, preparing the ways for the Lord, crying out that He is coming. Let us be a true apostolic voice in the earth, in this hour, in this generation that we are born in. Lord, for you are coming back, and let us be that true voice.
Unite us to do your purpose, to do your will.
maturity of times. And the bride of Christ, she is maturing. She is maturing. We're stepping into maturity. Having the fullness of Christ on the inside of us. He is the head of his body. And we begin to function in harmony with the head and harmony with him. As we look up, as we gaze up into the eyes of Jesus, we begin to move with him and we begin to say things. The things that we hear coming out of his lips. Because our focus is upon him. It's not upon men. It's not upon to the left or to the side, to the right. Upon him. And we can begin to clearly speak things out. The things that are upon his heart. So church, look up to him. Look up to the head. Grow up to the head as the body of Christ. Mature us, Lord. Mature us, Lord. Mature us, bring unity to your body. Mature us, Lord. Bring unity. Bring love. A bond that unites us. A love like never seen before in prior to generations. A love that has never been witnessed before in the body of Christ. That will be a sign of maturity. Love and unity. That will be a sign of maturity. Lord, we just intercess for the body of Christ right now, all over this earth. That you would mature us. That you would mature us. That you would raise us up in the knowledge of you. For it's in the knowledge. It's in the knowledge of holy. It's the knowledge of you, Jesus. Raise up your church. Raise up your burning ones. Raise up your mighty ones. The sons of God. The sons of God. Bring us to maturity as the sons of God. Bring us into maturity as the living sons of God. For this creation, it's waiting for us. It's groaning for us. This world is waiting for us. So we just intercess on behalf of the church. Mature us, God. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. That every place would be filled with the Spirit of God within the body. That every place would be filled with the Spirit of God. Do it, Lord. It's the cry of our heart. This generation rise up to its true calling, to its true identity in you. It's the cry of our heart. We've seen so much already, Lord. We've seen so many things, Lord. But I know it's just the beginning of beginnings. Because you have prepared a destiny for us. You've prepared wonderful things for us, Lord, and we just want to step into them. We want to step into them. We want to step into them. Lord, I know you have foreseen this day. I know you have reserved things for us. Lord, I pray that you would begin to pour them out. The things that you've set apart for this night, for this meeting, I pray that you would begin to pour it out. Pour it out by your Spirit. breathe upon us. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Minister to us, Holy Spirit, as we stand before you. Minister to us. Speak the mysteries of God to us. Unveil Jesus to us. Unveil Jesus to our hearts. Unveil Jesus to our heart. Prepare us as the bride of Christ. Holy Spirit, prepare us as the bride of Christ. Holy Spirit, prepare us as the bride of Christ. Prepare us as the bride of Christ. Holy Spirit, prepare us as the bride of Christ. Awaken us. Awaken us to your reality. Awaken us. Touch our hearts. Touch our hearts. Our hearts. Come and breathe fire. Release your fire upon our hearts. Burn us with your passion. Burn us with your love. Burn us with your passion. Burn us, Lord, that the fire of your desire descend into this room. The fire of your desire descend into this room. Out of the throne. Out of the throne into this place. A river. We ask for that living river. River of life. Out of the throne of God. Release the river. The river out of the throne of God. There is a sea of glass before the throne of God, and there is a fire upon that sea. It's the fire of God's passion. It's the fire of God's desire. It's the flame of Yahweh. It's the flame of the Lord. There is a river that comes down out of the throne of God. It's a river of passion of God. Release the river of your passion, Lord. Let it come right into our spirit. Let it go right into our spirit. The river of your passion. 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 Be released, 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 be released. Flame of Yahweh, flame of Yahweh, flame of Yahweh, flame of Yahweh, flame of the Lord, flame of the Lord, the river of passion, the river of passion of God, the river of passion of God, the river of passion of God. Let it come right into the spirit, right out of our belly. The river of passion. The river of passion. There it is, the river of passion. Out of the throne of God. The river of God's desire. 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 Passion and love. The river of God's desire. 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 River of God's desire, a river of God's desire, a river of God's desire. of the Lord. Flame of the Lord. Flame of the Lord. Burn us. Ignite us. Passion. 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 Seal us. Seal us. Seal us. Seal us. Passion. Passion. Marcus. 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 Passion. 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 Release the river. Release through the river. Release through the river. The fire. The fire. The fire. The fire. River of God. It's the river of God's passion, the river of God's desire, and it's poured out for you. Will you step into it? Will you step into it tonight, or are you just going to let it pass by? Are you going to step into it tonight, or are you just going to let it pass by? Well, here's a chance. Why don't you take it? Why don't you jump into the river? Into the river of fire. Or are you just gonna let it pass by? Step into the river of God. 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 Step into the river of God's desire, of God's passion, of God's love. Step into that river. Don't let it pass you by. It's a destiny moment. Pray out of your spirit. Don't think with your mind. Get out of your mind. Get into His mind. Get into the mind of Christ. Get into the mind of Christ. River, river flow, flow.
Господь, Господь, Ты приготовил для детей своих. Ты приготовил эту реку огненную, Господь, куда входят только Твои дети, Господь, чтобы наполниться только огнем Твоим. Господь, с Твоего трона течет эта река огненная. Господь, с Твоего трона течет река огненная на церковь Твою, на детей Твоих. Господь, мы жаждем войти в эту реку. Мы жаждем окунуться в эту реку. Мы жаждем окунуться в эту реку. Господь, 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 мы здесь, чтобы наполниться Твоим огнем, наполниться Твоей силой, наполниться Твоей властью. Мы церковь Твоя, мы избранный народ, который идет только за Тобой, Господь. Мы посвятили свои жизни Тебе. Мы входим в эту реку, мы входим в эту реку, мы входим в эту реку. чтобы прославилось Его имя через Тебя. Господь хочет, чтобы Ты прославлял Его. Господь хочет наполнить Тебя, очистить и омыть. Господь хочет поднять Тебя, церковь, невеста Христа. Готовься, готовься, невеста, готовься, невеста, готовься, невеста, готовься, наполняйся, 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 наполняйся Его огнем. Господь хочет тебя войти, пустить неизведанное. Господь хочет тебя пустить неизведанное. Не препятствуй Ему, не препятствуй Ему. Дух
witness. And we look up to Him and we imitate. It's about conformity. It's becoming Christ-like. It's about conformity. It's becoming Christ-like. It's about conformity and becoming Christ-like. It's about conformity, becoming Jesus Christ on this earth, becoming Jesus Christ on this earth. So jump in the river, so jump in the river, so jump in the river. Conformity to Jesus Christ. It's becoming Christ-like, it's becoming Christ-like, it's becoming like Christ Jesus. It's becoming Christ-like, it's becoming Christ-like, it's becoming Christ Jesus on the earth as the bride of Christ. Imitating Christ Jesus as the bride of Christ. Imitating Christ Jesus as the bride of Christ. Imitating Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. It's about conformity. Christianity, it's a conformity to Christ Jesus. It's a transformation into Christ Jesus. It's a change. It's a change. Become Christ Jesus on the earth. That's His will for you. It's His will for you. Become Christ Jesus on the earth. It's His will for you. It's His will for you. Become Christ Jesus on the earth. As He was a faithful witness, become a faithful witness. As He spoke truth, speak truth. As He saw the Father moving, you look up and you see Christ Jesus moving. And you begin to imitate. And you begin to listen to Him. And you begin to obey and do what He tells you. And speak what He says. And you will see a breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough in your personal life. A breakthrough in your family. A breakthrough around you. A breakthrough in the city. A breakthrough in the region. A breakthrough in the nation. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. He is a God of 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 breakthrough. He's got a breakthrough for you. He's the ultimate breaker. Jesus is the ultimate breaker. Just obey. Just obey. Just obey. Step into the river of conformity. Be Christ-like. Step into the river of conformity. Be Christ-like. It's about a transformation. It's about a transfiguration. Be Christ-like. Be a true witness. Be a testimony in the earth. Be a voice in the earth. A testimony of the love of God. A testimony of the power of the blood of Jesus. Be a testimony. He gave you so many miracles. Do you speak up? Do you speak up? He gave you so many miracles. Do you speak up? Do you speak up? Be a testimony in the earth of the power of Jesus Christ. He's worthy. He's worthy to receive all glory. We've been silenced way too long. Heard. Let us stand up and just declare the power of God over our lives. So step into that river of fire. A transformation will take place. Do it daily. Lord, we want to step in daily. Where you begin to purge us, you begin to burn things off of us. Things that hinder, things that keep us, things that bound. Old habits, bad character. Purge us. Step into that river of fire. And we go through a purging process. A process of transformation. A process of self, death to self. Death to self and rise up in resurrection of God to a new life in Christ Jesus. A resurrection power given only to those that go through the purging fire of God. Resurrection power only given to those that go through the purging fire of God. And if If you want to step into that power, a resurrection power, you got to go through the purging of God. You got to step into that river. You got to eat the coals of fire. Eat the coals of fire. Let your lips be clear. You're pure. Let your lips be clear. Pure. Let your lips be purified. Eat the coals of fire. Let your lips speak truth. Let them speak truth. Dive in. Dive in. And grab the coals of fire. Coals of fire. Let it touch your lips. Be sanctified. Be set apart. Be purified in the fire of God. Let every weight be burned off. Every weight be burned off. Every weight be burned off. Every hindrance, every rope that bounds be burned. Say yes to the process. Say yes to the cleansing. Say yes to the fire. Say yes to the Lord Jesus. Say yes, say yes. Lord, we want to know that fire. We want to know your river. Cleanse us. Purge us. Let us die to self. And let us rise up to a new life in you. A new life in you. Rise up as Christ Jesus on the earth. It's about conformity. It's about becoming Christ-like. A bride that is Christ-like. In every way. In every way. In every way. A bride that is so terrible. In beauty, in holiness, in righteousness, in power of God. A bride that is so terrible in holiness and beauty, in power of God. Righteousness and holiness. Rise up, righteousness and holiness in the heart of bride. Let the bride fall in love with righteousness. Let the bride fall in love with holiness. Let the bride fall in love with justice. But as she leans into the heart of God, she begins to learn on those things. She begins to receive revelation of righteousness. Of justice, of holiness, as we lean into the heart of Jesus, as we lean into the heart of Jesus, we begin to understand righteousness, and we begin to understand justice. Lord, the foundation of your throne is righteousness and justice. Lord, we lean into your heart. We lean into your heart. Not only to understand, but to acquire and receive. What is righteousness? And what is justice? A truth of these things. Not the way that we were taught here on the earth, Lord, but the true meaning that only comes from your heart. Lord, you establish those very things. It's your establishment. Your throne is upon. The foundation of your throne sits upon those things. That we may be the true children of God on the earth. We may be true prophets, true apostles, true judges on the earth. So grateful that you've pursued us first. We're so grateful that we've said yes. You have tenderized our hearts and give us ability to say yes to you. We're so grateful to you that we know you. Made a commitment to us. Eternal commitment. You will never let us go. And you will pursue us even more. Until the time we become one with you. And I thank you for the commitment you've made. Everlasting commitment. We don't have to worry or be afraid that you will ever let us go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the time that we can spend in your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given us. You've never left us alone. You came to us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the time in your presence.
place of our honor. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. We enjoy your presence. We enjoy your glory. Thank you, Lord.